Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. North Dakota Stockmen's Association Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson testified before U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on Water and Power on Wednesday afternoon. Ellingson shared with committee members her perspective on the impact of droughts on North Dakota cattle ranchers and the importance of livestock grazing as a land management tool. Amid one of the most severe droughts in the nation's history, the hearing addressed the current status and management of federal drought-related resources in the western United States. More than 90% of the western United States is currently experiencing some degree of drought, and North Dakota is no exception. Currently, 99.8% of the state has a drought designation, and the state has set records for the earliest onset of D4 conditions and the highest drought severity and coverage index in history. Ellingson explained the impacts and long-term consequences that drought has on ranchers, whose work is critical in food production and achieving environmental stewardship goals. She expressed gratitude for assistance provided to livestock producers in response to the emergency conditions, noting particularly the importance of recent enhancements to the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program that will help offset the cost of transportation of feed in drought situations. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced these changes following a drought tour and roundtable discussions hosted by Senator John Hoeven in the state this summer. The North Dakota Emergency Commission last month approved $2.5 million to reactivate the Emergency Feed Transportation Assistance Program to help reimburse a portion of hay and feed transportation expenses for eligible livestock producers who have lost feed supplies due to drought. The program will be limited to livestock owners who have verifiable feed losses due to drought conditions and must purchase and transport supplemental feed between April 8th and November 30th, 2021. Assistance will be provided for a portion of feed transportation costs, which will be reviewed and approved based on standard trucking rates. Producers must provide verifiable records of livestock inventories and hay transportation expenses. For more information, call 844-642-4752. Applications will be available on the North Dakota Department of Agriculture's website and will close December 15, 2021. Producers should wait until their feed transportation is completed for the season before applying. 14 of the region's premier seed stock operations were featured on the NDSA's 34th annual Albreeds Cattle Tour earlier this week in the Devil's Lake area. The tour made stops at Midway Polled Herefords of Cheyenne, Top Angus of Great City, Spickler Ranch north of Glenfield with Guest Farnsworth Angus of McHenry, Jallow Angus Ranch of Fordville with Guest Bina Charlays of Lawton, Ellingson Semitals of Dahlin, and Grassy Meadow Ranch of Michigan on day one. The tour resumed on Tuesday and visited Lazy W. Angus Ranch of Candu, Nelson Angus of Eglind, with Guest Johnson Brothers Angus also of Eglind, McCumber Angus Ranch of Rolette, Gerlake Angus of Rolette, and lastly Kenner Simmental Ranch of Leeds. A big thank you goes to all the tour hosts and attendees and sponsors of this year's tour. The Albreeds Cattle Tour is an annual product of the NDSA Seed Stock Council and is free and open to the public. For 92 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.